I'm Alexandra Maurice, class of 2022, Yale School of Drama.
A downed firefighter plane sits among the trees, leaking smoke. Beside the cockpit, a soldier radios for help, while three others stand guard with automatic rifles. What war is this? Where are we? Visual clues suggest we are somewhere in the past. The image is black and white. The soldier's radio looks big and clunky. This photograph is from Anne Millais' series, Small Wars, produced between 1999 and 2002. These men are not soldiers, but rather Vietnam War reenactors staging battles in the woods of Virginia. Lay was 15 when she and her family came to the United States as refugees from Vietnam in 1975. During her graduate studies at the Yale School of Art, she became interested in how her identity and biography could inform her artistic practice. Lay recalls an important conversation with Professor Todd Papageorge.
I think Todd posed the big question. You are this interesting woman who had a complicated childhood steeped in war and whose life has been radically changed by American foreign policy. And how is that in your work? I'm still trying to answer that question today.
After she graduated in 1993 and spent several years photographing in Vietnam, Lay sought a different way of looking at her personal history. She heard through her former professor at Yale, Lois Connor, that there existed groups of young men who reenact the Vietnam War. This led her to research Vietnam War reenactors, and she reached out to a group based in Virginia.
They invited me to come down and reenact with them and photograph them. It was a bit more of an exchange. I think they didn't necessarily need a photographer, but they were certainly interested in having a Vietnamese person participate. Thankfully, they never staged a reenactment of the My Lai massacre or anything that horrific or controversial, but they were into reenacting more basic operations. I asked them, what role should I play that would give me the most flexibility in moving back and forth? They said, well, you should play a VC, a Viet Cong, and then be captured, and then you go on the other side with the Americans. I think the whole point of the reenactments is that they wanted as much authenticity as possible. So having a Vietnamese play a VC was a great asset.
In making this series, Lay blurred the boundaries between photographer, participant, and producer. She explains,
I would follow them and run with them and do whatever they do. And then when they pause, if I see something interesting, I would make them reenact the reenactment for photograph. They loved having me. At first I was worried, but I quickly understood that my participation greatly enhanced the reenactments.